Hallelujah. There is power in the name of Jesus. That name is so powerful that it's able to heal, to deliver, to set free, to work miracles. That name of Jesus is so powerful that there's none other name given among men under heaven whereby we must be saved but the name of Jesus. Come on and give God praise wherever you are right now. Good morning, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the Daily Fire podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of a fresh word, hot manna for your soul, with a new topic, live prayer, altar call, and then ending with assigning your task for today. I am your host, Evangelist Attorney Rossi Williams, here with you live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, and I say good morning, good morning, good morning. God has an awesome word for you today. We are in Proverbs chapter 6, verses 6 through 8. Again, we are in the book of Proverbs, that's in the Old Testament, chapter 6.
6 through 8. While you're getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you quickly of how to tune in and stay connected with me. Monday through Friday, when I'm live at 7 a.m. Eastern, tune in by calling 323-870-4180 or online from my ministry website, rossi.org. That's rawsi.org. But if you cannot tune in live, you can still ensure you don't lose your daily inspiration of Daily Fire by following the show. So the recording, each day's recording, will be texted to you at 8 a.m. Eastern, following the message DS to phone number 33222. Again, text the message or letters DS, that's D as in Daily, F as in Fire, to phone number 33222, and you will receive a confirmation text. Now, if you were unable to write this down, all of this information is on my ministry website. On the broadcast page, there is a click to call button. So at 7 a.m., you can go right to rossi.org, press that button, and it will dial the number for you, or you can press the play button, and you will be able to tune in live online. So go to rossi.org. You can see everything you need to know about me. You can send me your prayer requests, your testimonies, and support the gospel, the spreading of the gospel through the ministry. That's rawsi.org. By now, you should have your Bibles ready. Let's get into this book of Proverbs, chapter 6, verses 6 through, I said 8, but we're going to go down to 11, I'm sorry. Proverbs chapter 6, we're going to go down to verse 11, reading from the KJV. Go to the ant thyself lovely. Consider her ways and be wise, which having no guide, overseer, or ruler, provideth her meat in the summer, and gathereth her food in the harvest. How long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? When wilt thou arise out of thy sleep? Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep, so shall thy poverty come as one that travels, and thy want as an armed man. Praise God for the reading of his word. Our topic for today's Daily Fire is consider the ant. Consider the ant. My mother, I was about to say, used to say, but still says, nothing comes to a sleeper but a dream. This is what the author is talking to us about here in Proverbs chapter 6, verses 6 through 11. how sleeping all the time doesn't just mean physically sleeping, but how not doing anything, not planning anything, not preparing for rainy days will cause us to be like the person who's migrant with no place to go. So shall thy poverty, it said in verse 11, come upon you as a person who's just always transient, from place to place, house to house, nowhere to go, and thy want as an armed man. You'll be like a robber, going from place to place, stealing from others, always devising to take from someone else if you refuse to consider the way of the end. You see, it started out here in verse 11, telling you to go to the end. In other words, study the ways and the habits of the ant. This ant is small, but the ant is strategic, because it says that the ant has no person who oversees it. It has no God. It has no ruler. Now, you may have the queen, you know, in there in the ant mound, but what it means is that it doesn't have someone who's planning out everything with the capability or the cognitive intellect that we have, but still the ant stores up for rainy days. He said the ant provided your meat in the summer and gathered your food in the harvest. Think about it. When you see that ant coming, that ant carries, that it told us in science, multiple times its body weight when it comes to take your moves. And little bitty ants, when you're out on a picnic, here comes a whole line of ants, and they will take each a morsel. Strategized, structured, organized, singular in purpose and in goal, to prepare itself for the rainy day, to prepare itself for when it will come a time that it may not have. They don't sit there and, you know, they come in a line. They don't then say, well, let's break up the line and let's get into a circle and you go over here and take her meat and let's all try to bite her and let's all try to, some of you go over there and see if you can just frolic with the big niggers. They are focused when they come to you. They're focused when they go. Wherever they're going to get their food, the ant has a singular focus. It is preparation. Consider the ant. As we are in this time of being at home, I wonder how many of you are actually now taking the time to prepare yourself so that if we ever go through another catastrophe, because we will, if we have another calamity, we will, that you will never be in this situation where if you could not work for a month or 2 months, everything you've worked for, you stand to lose again. How many are considering the ways of the ant? During the few times that I'll go on social media during the day, I will see that everybody has a new challenge. Let's see what your favorite color is. How many of these 10 questions can you answer? But I wonder how many of you are taking the time to learn these same things about your own children, your own spouse that's in the house with you. You want to know the favorite color of everybody but your own children. You want to know what everybody likes to do and what would they do if they had $10,000 and what do they like most and what do they fear most? But your own husband or wife. Consider the ways of the ant. Quit sleeping on what is important. Quit failing to strategize and to prioritize what matters and those who matter. How long will you stay in? How long will you just be focused on everybody else? Some of you are on social media all day, because you're trying to see what's going on in everyone else's house. Wow, who's fighting? Who's having issues? How about you focus on what's going on in your own house? What's going on in your own marriage? You're 2 steps away from the divorce court, but you are reveling or partying in someone else's misery. Consider the ways of death and get focused. Some of you are complaining. I mean, there's just so many folks about, I wish these children would go back to school. I can't stand these children being here. They are your children. If you can't stand them, then that speaks to your raising of them. You get mad when a teacher says, little Johnny bad, but now you have little Johnny for a week. You're trying to get little Johnny out the house yourself, or little Susie out of your own house. Consider the ways of death. What will you do with this son? In the book of Ephesians chapter 5, verse 16, the Bible tells us to redeem the time, because the days are evil. In Hebrews 9:27, it is appointed unto man once to die. But after this, the judgment, in other words, this life you're living, it's not a dress rehearsal. You only get one time. There is no do-over. What will you do with this time? Will you consider the ways of the end? Will you begin to look at your finances, how you spend money? Let me tell you, I had to do it. I mean, I made money and I spent money. I love certain kinds of shoes and purses and everything. And I tell you, my mother cracked me up. But she always says, oh, you better not live in this lifestyle of the rich and famous, blind of business. I am her namesake. My mother's name is Rossi. I'm Rossi. My great grandmother's name is Rossi. And so anytime I come to the house, I'm going to say, oh, yeah, it's blind of business. The lifestyle of the rich and famous. But my mother, is my role model. My mother is my hero. That is my guide. Being a single parent with five children, growing up in the segregated South, her mother owns her own home. It's all about 3,000 square feet. She owns multiple rental properties that she's rented out. My mother doesn't have a bachelor's. My mother doesn't have a master's. My mother doesn't have a doctorate. But my oldest sister is retired military. I'm an attorney. My sister under me is a teacher. My brother is a truck driver, has a CDL license. My youngest sister is in nursing school. Now, those of you who know me, you know I became an attorney after my brother was incarcerated. But he got out of prison and then got him a job, has worked every day since, has gone to prison over 6 years, has never gone back to jail. I'm talking about considering the ways of the egg, because that's how our mother raised us. My mother taught us how to look at tax delinquent property and go out and buy tax delinquent property. My mother taught us how to look at a place that other people thought couldn't be anything and how to count out square footage. My great uncle used to own what we call, stay with me, we're about to go into prayer, but I'm helping somebody today. By the time you finish this, today you want to get your place of order. My uncle, great uncle, used to own a little hole in the wall club. You know what I mean by hole in the wall, right? It's a little shack kind of club. And he died. And that club was there. Nobody wanted that club. My mother moved the club to her property and for a few years operated as, you know, a little town club. But then my mother, I will never forget, took that little shack and converted it into a new place. Two bedrooms on either side, a kitchen, a living room, and a bedroom. And I remember as a kid, I have never forgotten, watching my mom take her feet and count out square footage. She taught us all you need to do is take a, well, she doesn't wear this size shoe, but a sweat size small shoe that's a foot and count out square footage. And I remember thinking as a kid, when she said she was going to make that into a duplex, we can't make this little club into a duplex. I mean, it's just barely enough room. It seemed like to get 25 or 50 people in that place. And then you're going to put two bedrooms on either side. But I'm 49 years old today. My mother did that when I was a kid. And you know, she still rents the duplex out. And it's a nice size duplex. You don't feel like you're in a tiny hole in the wall. And there's a porch on either side. How she did that? My mother went and bought mobile homes, a single wide, I'm trying to help somebody here today. I'm teaching you, so give me a few more minutes. Single-wide trailers, and she had land. She set them up, fixed those things up, bought those trailers for just a few thousands of dollars, fixed those things up, a 49. She still rents them out today. Across the street from my house, my mom has a three-bedroom brick house. She bought it. The man who owned it passed away. And the family might not be taken care of or whatever, having going to foreclosure or something. My mom bought it. Right next to her, she owns another house. My mom bought it. She rents them out. My aunt, my beloved aunt, who's like a second mother to us, passed away. Her kids are all grown and live. My first cousins were like big brothers and sisters. They lived, their military lived in different states. My mom went and bought that home. She rents it out today. How can you take a black single woman growing up in a segregated South with five children, no advanced college degree? She considered the ways of the act. How would I develop? This is what she was asking. How will I create legacies for my children? And not just for my children, but my children's children. How do I teach my children how to fish? Not just give them a fish for 3 days. How do I teach them how, when I'm gone, to continue what I'm starting? Nothing comes to a sleeper. Nothing comes to a sluggard. Nothing comes to a lazy person but a dream. And every one of us are hustlers. Every one of us know how to be self-sufficient. Every one of us gonna make our way. We gotta get ready to go into prayer. This is not good. I want to know, let me continue it tomorrow, because I'm going to give you some more steps of even how I had to get myself in order. How I had to look and try to play catch up through the years of just spending, because I'm self-employed, I'm an attorney, and how I had to sit down and budget, and now I live with an attorney. Nothing comes to a simple but a dream. We're going to win. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you. Hallelujah. Father, we come to the name of Jesus. Lord, we just give in your name the praise. Thank you, Lord. I'm sorry if my servant is going home, but now. So just try to work with me. I'm going to do a part two of this tomorrow. And I'll reiterate some of these points in case everyone is unable to do it. Father, we come today in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give you the glory and the praise and the honor. Father, you said consider the ways of the end. Help us, God, to use this time wisely, to refocus and to reprioritize. To get off social media all day and to begin to spend time with our own family, learning about those in our own household, learning what is their favorite color, what are their fears, what are their pleasures and their joys. If they could do life all over again, what would they do? Learning about the good times and finding the laughter and the mistakes and things that we've done. Father, help us to prioritize, to get a singular focus like the air. Help us to create wealth, to create legacy, not just for our children, but our children's children's children. Help us, Father, to not be those who only sleep, to not be the sluggard, to not be lazy, but help us, Lord, to begin to strategize. He is a small creature, but a strategic creature. Father, we repent of our slothfulness. We repent of how we've wasted time. And we ask you, Father, to forgive us right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on and praise him. Come on and praise God. Come on and just praise him. Tell God, Lord, I'm sorry for letting time go by without redeeming the time.
We're going to do the altar call, and then I'm going to end with our task. I just noticed that there was some issue again with the sound. So I'm going to do part two of this tomorrow, and I'll reiterate some of the things I said today in case you were unable to hear it. So make sure you tune in and tell others to tune in. Let's do the altar call, and then we will end with our task for today. For those of you who are unsaved, for those of you who are backslidden, for those of you who have wasted time, you are not where you should be financially. You're not where you should be spiritually. You're not where you should be in relationship with the people in your own household. You're not where you should be mentally or emotionally. You're always in arguments with other people. You're always in drama or a mess. You don't know how to mature and move on. For those of you who are not where you should be business-wise or ministry-wise, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Hallelujah. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. Now, Lord, I confess that I will consider the ways of the end. I will become strategic in every area of my life. I will become focused in every area of my life. Where I am strong, I will become even stronger. Where I am weak, I will become strong. I will create wealth for my children's children and their children. I will not be a sleeper. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome to the family of Christ. Listen, make sure you are following the podcast so you can get this recording each day. Text to you at 8 a.m. Text DF to phone number 33222 or tune in live each day at 7 a.m. Just go to rossi.org on the broadcast page and you can push the button to dial in or listen in online. Our topic for today is consider the end. Your task for today is to get focused. And I don't just mean because you're doing well in one area, every area of your life, spiritually, financially, relationally, emotionally, recreationally, psychologically. Get focused. As my mother said, don't nothing come to a sleeper but a dream. I'll see you for part two tomorrow. Change the subject.
I was born by the river in a little tent. Oh, and just like the river, I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know